Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zgur here with a two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns fall to 7-8 after a tough 17-13 loss in Carolina to the Carolina Panthers, and Mike Pettine addressed the media after the game.
Oh, tough one to take. Just didn't make enough plays. I thought for stretches we played well defensively. It was, until I see the tape, it'll be hard to judge, but I did see some of the guys out there that hadn't played a regular role for us making some plays, which was a positive. Offensively, not near good enough to win in this league. Made the one big play, but other than that, never seemed to get into much of a rhythm.
Certainly disappointing. The Browns have now lost four games in a row, but there have been some very good moments, and there were two in particular that stood out in this game. One made by defensive lineman Billy Wynn, getting his second interception in his career, the first of the season, with a diving catch, and Wynn talked about the huge play.
You know, Cam started scrambling around. I seen the running back sneaking out the back door, so I tried to, try to stay between, Cam and the back, and he kind of just threw it out there, and, I ran up and snagged it. And it just secured the ball. It rolled over, saw Poyer, handed it to Poyer. But they said that they deemed me giving myself up.
That wasn't the only big play, as the Browns also had their biggest offensive play of the season, an 81-yard touchdown to tight end Jordan Cameron. He talked about what he saw on that play and how he got in the end zone for his son Tristan.
It was one of those looks. We had it early in the game, and I told Brian it's going to be open again, and it was single safety, and I kind of just a beeline. I went under Keekly, and it just opened up, and Brian put the ball where, in a perfect spot in stride.
Only one game left to go. The Browns will look to even their record at 8-8 at Baltimore this Sunday. Hopefully they can get the job done. That's a two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.